Hello everyone, it's Jana here, or Jen Twin, and I thought I'd do another fish tank update because a lot has happened and I basically owe you two updates by now. I'm just looking at the fish. The irony is they're not eating a plant that is growing so massively that I have to cut it every once so often. No, they like another plant and they've basically eaten all the leaves off now, and I've just noticed that there's a tiny little plant they seem to like as well. So yes, they're eating the plants. That's not what was supposed to happen. But we've got quite a few fish now. I think we've got about 12. It's difficult to count them these days because obviously they move. What's going on there? Right, so you can also find out the personalities now. It's quite interesting. So last week I went back to the aquarium shop with my water sample and it was fine, so they were happy to give me another fish, or rather quite a few. So first of all, I got a replacement for that female red swordtail that had just died the day after we got it, which is something that can happen, wasn't the water quality. They said that these fish get flown in from Singapore, and very often they arrive in big crates, and very often they don't get enough oxygen on the journey, so they don't always arrive in tip-top condition. So therefore it is very possible that you move them, they get a bit stressed and they die very quickly. So at least the water was fine, so they gave me quite a few other fish as well. I also mentioned about my Mickey Mouse platies, the female ones that had some yellow stuff in their bellies, which made us think that they might be pregnant. But the man said he doesn't know what that is. He said if they're pregnant, then I would see something black at the bottom of their bellies. But because they're live bearers, apparently they don't even lay eggs. They would just swim around with this black stuff at some point, give birth, and then the little fish would get eaten up within seconds. So we don't really need to be too worried about them being pregnant, but he had no idea what that yellow stuff is. He reckons they've just eaten too much, or again, that maybe something's wrong with them because they didn't get enough oxygen. So we could be looking at constipation in fish here. I don't know. Anyway, but he gave me and I said one of them was already spending a lot of time at the bottom of the aquarium and not moving very much. But she was still coming out when he got close. But he said, yeah, that's not good if fish just sit in one place. So he gave me a replacement for that one. And I have to say that fish did also then die a few days later. So it's a good thing that we did have the replacement, even though the replacement turned out to be a male. So I then had two males and one female, which wasn't great. But that wasn't all yet. The new fish I got also got a replacement for the red swordtail that had died. One of them had a bit of a monkey fin. So we called him Nemo, but he also, you guessed it, he also turned out to be male. And I thought with the red swordtails, you can tell because the males have that extension on their back fin. But apparently when they're very young, they don't have that yet. So they look like females when you see them swimming around in the tank. But then at close inspection, you'll see that they do have that little willy at the bottom. So, and it also turned out that... he was right, but he was a bit, well, again, too many males. So it was two males, two females, and then, so that wasn't great. I got tuxedo platies. The males are red and the females are sort of black with a bluish shimmer. But one of them we thought was a female with a bit of red on her back. But when I got her home, it turned out she was actually a man. So again, I had two males and one female. I also got pineapple swordtails. So the males The males also have this very long fin. They're sort of orangey. They have some orange and some sort of golden colour and silver tummy. So they're quite pretty. Now they were all right. So the females were actually female, but I then had too many males in the tank when we got home. So and you really noticed how the dynamic changed with more fish in the tank. We noticed that the red swordtail male, so he must be a mature male because he's got that extended fin, so he's definitely a male. He started to get quite bossy. He's our Eric. That's it. He's Eric. So he started to assert his territory. So he started chasing the pineapple swordtail around. The one with also the who's also got a long fin, which made me think it's going to be a bit tricky buying the Siamese fighter because they've got those lovely long flowy tails. I don't know how Eric's going to react to that. Eric's also hogging the water pipe, so the water's coming out at some speed, so they seem to use that for sort of exercise and they like to swim up against it. But Eric's always there using the equipment kind of and chasing anyone else away who wants to come close. So yeah, it's been very interesting, but there was a lot of chasing each other around with the males. So as I said, we then had the Mickey Mouse, one of the Mickey Mouse platies who spent so much time at the bottom of the tank, did eventually die. I think we did a water change and then she died. Very odd. Just one morning at the bottom of the tank and she didn't move anymore. So then on Monday, I went back to the shop. I phoned them up and said, look, you've given me males instead of females. Can I swap them? So I managed to fish all the new males out, and I got them swapped over. So the I think the Mickey Mouse platies are all right now. Eric calmed down a bit as well, even though at the moment he's chasing everyone away from the water outlet. The tuxedo platies are also okay. But one of the red swordtails, one of them that looked like a female, again, I had a closer look at it once I put it in the aquarium. And, first of all, he's got a bit of a white spot on his back. And also his fin looks like someone's nipped it. So it's all sort of, you know, white and a bit frayed. But he's also got a willy. So... yeah, and I think must be another young one because he's not developed that extended fin yet. But I'm not sure that he's going to come to it because we looked at him again a couple of days later and his back fin looked even more frayed. So I don't know whether the other fish seem to be chasing around and nipping at him. And he's also got his back fin down now, which apparently is also a sign that he's not doing very well. But it's another one, obviously, who's not... had the best flight from Singapore, but it's so difficult to tell because I had a closer look in the tank when the man got them out and had a look at them, and but it's so difficult. So we ended up with another male, but I have to say the dynamic has changed, so they were all a lot calmer all of a sudden once all the females got introduced. But it certainly looks like the red swordtails are a lot more nippy than the platies. So the platies seem to be quite placid. But that means we have a lot more colour in the tank now. So we've not had sort of any more new developments this week. They've all been fairly happy since we put them in. Like I said, they just keep eating my plants. So we've had a lot of change in the aquarium over the last couple of weeks, but I think we're pretty much there now. We want to introduce a Cory. That's one of the ones that eats algae, but you have to wait until week 6, so we've still got a little while to go, and then after 6 months we're going to get the better, but that's gonna be quite a while yet. Thank you for listening.